Today's daf is daf Kif Ches. We're holding the Mishnah at the top of Kif Ches Umar Aleph. Tipas Cholov Shenofla Ala Chaticha. You have a pot of meat which is cooking, and unfortunately a drop of milk fell on one of the Chatichas. It didn't fall into the entire pot, only onto one Chaticha. You're wondering, how is that possible that the milk only fell onto one Chaticha? So the top Tosis already tells us, it's talking about that the Chaticha was bolet chutz l'roitiv. It was on the top. There were a bunch of pieces of meat all in the same pot, and one of them was swimming on the top. Half of it, of course, was within the roitiv, but part of it was above the roitiv. And the milk fell into that particular piece of meat. Oy, 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 I have basar b'cholav, says the Mishnah. When does it become asur? Since the drop of milk didn't fall into the entire pot, it only fell into that one piece of meat. Now we have to see whether or not this piece of meat has 60 times the share of that drop of milk that fell in. In other words, what it's noisen tam. I say 60, we're talking about that there was no kfeila armo. Because there's a kfeila armo, we can ask the goy, taste the meat and see whether you taste any milchiks in it. But there was no goy. So therefore, in a case where there's no goy, then the shear is a shear of shishim. It becomes aser.
How do you test
it at
60 if there's no goy? How do you test it?
How do you test it? You know, you can see the volume of milk. You started off with a container of milk, and that container had 32 ounces. And now you pour, unfortunately, some of that milk spilled out, and you see that there 31 ounces left. So 1 ounce fell into the meat. And then you go and figure out how much was the meat originally. Should say on the package that it was 18 ounces, 12 ounces, 60 ounces. So if the amount of the volume of the meat is 60 times the volume of the milk that fell in, then it's mutter. If it's only 59 or 58 or 50, then it's going to be awesome. But of course, this all assumes.
If he fails and he doesn't taste it, you don't need the 60.
Exactly. If he have a kfeila, he tastes it. There's no kfeila, then you have to measure with a shear of 60. Good. Anyway, so that's our Mishnah. Ba'isa Chaticha is awesome. Now, of course, we're talking about it didn't just fall in one drop, and then he immediately were able to get rid of that milk. It stayed in that piece of meat for a while. In fact, the Mishnah says, what happens if right after the drop of milk falls into the meat, nearest a kadeira, he realized, and then he went and stirred it up. You should not stir it l'chadchila because he's going to be mevatel is l'chadchila. So we're talking about that he didn't realize and he mixed it, and then someone said, oy, 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 chola fell in. So now you no longer look at that first piece of meat. You look at the ganze top, just like Rabbi Yankov said, against that drop of milk, against the milk. You're talking about chaticha ruil eskadeh chaticha nas in the vayla. That's Hanan. That's we're going to get to that in Gemara Mitzvah. We're going to get to that. Yeah.
Well,
what he's saying is that as soon as the milk fell in, he started turning it, so it didn't really stay in the meat. So now mixed in the entire pot. But what you're saying about Chaticha, Nas, and Nevela, Hanan, we're going to talk about in the Gemara, Im Yerza Hashem Bikorv. But in the meantime, nearest the Kedera, he went and quickly stirred up the whole Kedera so that the Cholev didn't have a chance to get embedded and immersed in that piece of meat, but rather now it's in the entire pot. Im Yeshba Benois and Tambo, it's a Kedera also. So now we're no longer looking at that particular piece of meat. Now we're looking at the whole Kedera. Is it 60 times that drop of milk? Yes or no? If there is no 60 times, it will be yasser. If there are 60 times, then it will be mutter zoktimar. Om Rabbi. Tam v'loy mamoshoy v'alma. I'm sorry? There's always a din of aim v'atlan l'chadchila. The only time we find you allowed is by Yisroya b'sheila. Otherwise, aim v'atlan l'chadchila.
But here didn't go in yet today.
Well, it depends. If he knew that the milk went in, he says, oy, 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 this piece of meat is now going to be kamasa, let's be mavatl, you'd have a problem, mavatl. But if you disagree, that's fine with me. I love you just the same. This is good, this is fine. Anyway, but getting back to Agamar. If we want to go to Ulder Shem and Achroinim, Yaakov's going to be very upset because he has to catch his son. He said we should try to do a bissel nishna zuifel nitzubim b'meir v'yaylech. So we're going to continue on. Omer Abay. So until now we spoke about the inyan of the tam giving, the tam of the cholov going into the flesh and making it awesome. Omer Abaye, Based on this, says Abayi, we can see that the din of tamay v'loy mamashoy be alma di oraisa. This is what we know as tam ki'ikr. We discussed this about 10 days ago in the Gemara, whether the din of tam ki'ikr is min ha-toyra or mid-rabban. For instance, when the Torah says you're not allowed to go and eat a piece of chazer. Of course you can't eat the chazer itself. But what happens if the chazer fell into a large pot of chicken soup, or it fell into your chulent? Chulent, chayli gechulent, the kubit Shabbos. But the chazer fell in. As soon as the chazer fell in, 5 minutes later, I pull it out. But in the meantime, it left over tam inside the chulent. Maybe the Torah didn't answer the tam. The Torah only answered the shtick flesh. And I took out the chazer, showing biyar tarami kebechan. Now maybe it's okay. Maybe the din of tam is only derabanan. Says Abayi, no. It is minatoyim. And Rashi explains Abaya, as we'll see in the Gemara, and we can learn it from our din of basar b'cholav, because what happened? The cholav went into the meat. Where's the cholav? I don't see the cholav anymore. Why? Because it gets blended into the meat. So there's no mamoshes of the cholav left. It's only the tam. Nevertheless, the Torah says, it's basar, it's the chasimin, that the din of tam ki ikr, tam v'loy mamashoy, where there's no mamashes, is also min ha-toyra. Now, Abayi himself says, why am I telling you this? The chayr, what I'm saying is a dover pashit. Not chamoyra, that you're going to try to frag me up. And you're going to go and tell me, the yisol kadaitach, it's really derabanan. And mi basa b'cholav, my time aloy gamrin, and why taka, wouldn't we learn from the din of basa b'cholav, that tam ki ikr is min ha-toyra? Because the chiddushu, the whole din of basar b'cholav is a tremendous chiddush. What is the chiddush of basar b'cholav? So Rashi says two chiddushim. Number one, each one is heter b'fnei atzmai. I understand that when chazer folds into a cholent, it asks it because chazer is a shtik iser. Here, however, the milk had certification from three rabbinical authorities that it was chul of Yisrael. The meat had from a dozen rabbinical authorities that it's kushav yusha. Both mahadrim and a mahadrin. Why? Because when I put the two together, do they become aser? If I go and put together, I put ketchup, which is kosher. I put it on my meat, which is kosher. Oy, 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 and now becomes aser. Are you nuts? Both of them are heter. So why would basar and cholav become aser? They're both mutalach. It's a chagivaldige chiddush. Moreover, says Rashi, there's a second chiddush as well. And that is, that what happens if you don't eat from the basar b'cholav? You just cook the basar b'cholav. You also get shmissen, you also get a lav. After all, the main lav is loy sabashal gedi. That's three times. Bishul, achila, hanor. But bishul alone, you're going to be aser. But I didn't eat anything. I just looked as it was cooking. Also aser. So says Rashi, those are the two chidushim. That doesn't apply to if I went and cooked chazer in my chulent or without my chulent. I cooked it at home. Not over an iser, just make sure, don't eat from it. Throw it out, get rid of it. There's no iser bishul. So therefore, I have two gvaldige chedushim. So maybe because of that, I cannot learn the din of tam v'loy mamosha. In other words, tam ki ikr from this din of bus v'chulam, because of chedushim. So that's what Abaya asks on himself. My time rina. And why are you not learning it? Because he's saying chedushim. Says Abaya, but you're wrong. Because if it's takaso mechudish, afagav the leka noisin tam nami, you should go and say, what's the din of basar b'cholav? L'savashel gedi b'chalev imoy, that you went and cooked the two together, one fell into the other, and now it leaves a tam. Even if it's not leaving a tam, why don't you go and say, Rashi, says Rashi, even if a kolduhu, in other words, you have a huge vat of cholent, all fleishiks, a drop of milk falls in, why don't you say that the whole thing is now aser? Why do you have to come on to the din of Nesinas Tam if you're telling me it's so mechudish?
I forgot the leken noisin
tam nami. I want
to ask you something. Yeah. Is there a halacha that says that tam keikir should be only by the iser achila and not by the iser bishul? In other words, we said here there are two asidim over here.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying the second kiddush.
Yeah.
The second kiddush is said in the Rashi.
Right. Mm-hmm. You want to see the Rashi? You saw the Rashi?
I didn't see the Rashi, but I heard you what you said. But I'm asking now.
Yeah.
Pastors, I wouldn't say that, because I would say taka. The iser taka with tam shikir is only worth trying to eat while I'm eating it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the iser is, where I'm cooking it. I mean,
the svara that you're saying is a very good svara. What Rabbi Yosef is saying is, by definition, when you're being mevashel, it's giving a tam into the basa. And in fact, Rav is going to say that in another 10 seconds. Rabbi Yosef was izuk, is the svara of Rav. But before we get to Rav, what Abai is saying, don't tell me you cannot go and learn from Busa B'chulam, because it's chiddush. If it would really be such a chiddush, then the din should apply even if it's not noisim tam at all. By the fact that the Torah tells us that the din of Busa B'chulam is only metanasinas tam, now it doesn't really say so far according to Abai that the din of nisinas tam. Even though it doesn't say befeirish according to Abai the din of nisinas tam, however, says Rashi, but don't forget we learn it from Zroya B'shelem and Ayil. That what? That even though you have the Zroya B'shelem that you give by the El Nazir to the Kehanim, and it's also the Zorim, nevertheless the Torah says go and cook it together in the same pot with the rest of the Ayil. How can you do that? You're making an Isser, Achmon al Itzlan. It's going to have a blia one from the other, especially if you hold like Reb Yehuda, min the minois, it's on Turis. But nevertheless, the Torah says that's the shear, and you can go and cook the two together. And what is the shear, said the Gemara? Machloikis, whether it's 1/60th, 1/100th, depends whether you're moisif and you add together not only the basar together with the matzamas, or just the matzamas alone, as we had the Gemara earlier on. So therefore, says Abaye, if you are going to tell me that I'm not allowed to learn from Basa B'chola because of this tremendous Chiddush, then the Chiddush should go one further step, so to speak, and that is that it should be even without Nesinas Tam. The fact that the Torah says here, and by the din of Mizroi B'Shel, that it requires a Nesinas Tam, is the Chassim, and it's not so Mechudish, and therefore you can go and learn it from the din of Basa B'chola after all. So therefore, Abaye blibes that the din of Tam Ki'ikr, we can learn the Araisa from the din of Basa B'chalav. Omele Rava says, Rava to Abaye, not so quick. I don't agree with you. Why don't I agree with you? Says Rashi, the emes, and you could say it's Taka Achidish, like you're saying. But nevertheless, the reason why it goes to the din of Nesinas Tam, because even when the Torah says the Isra V'Achila and Hanoah, the Torah uses the expression Oisavashel. From the din of Bishel, I learned the din of Achila and Hanoah. Why does the Torah go out of its way to camouflage the Isser of Achila? Let it go and say, Lo Yisayichal Busa B'chulav. Why does it say Lo Yisavashel? Says Rashi, because it wants to tell you the only Isser of Achila is when you did a Derech Bishel, when you're going to feel something, which is what Rabbi Yosef was talking about before.
Even if you didn't cook it.
No. It has to be Derech Bishul. Minatoyra has to be Derech Bishul. Don't ever get to kocht, everybody. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, Omele Rava. I mean, everybody knows all to kocht. About to say, Omele Rava. One second. 8-9 lines into the middle wide lines of the Rashi. Omele Rava. L'oylem eim lecha chiddishu. It is a chiddish. Should be osir even without nesinas tam. Don't learn if it's roi b'sheila. Al korcha v'gufei kolikra says Rav Nein in the parsha of bishul or of basa b'cholav state befeirish in the pasuk the be'inan taima. I don't have to learn it from Zroya B'Shela. I learn it from here. Where does it say you have to have tam? Midlay osra toira el derech bishul. Since the toira only asks derech bishul, she osra habosel his bashul b'cholav. You cannot go and cook them together. The ein lechok goin zu she lo yitim tam. If you are putting the two together into the pot, it's certainly going to emit a tam. Whether the tam will be enough to be more than one shishim that you'll feel it, that's of course it depends. If you go and put a drop of milk into a huge pot of the cholent that you're serving for 50 guests, it's probably not going to be nois and tam. However, the fact that the Torah tells you that the iser of busa b'cholav is derech bishul means that the milk gave a tam, whether you feel it or not, but it gives a tam. So therefore, don't tell me, it's so mechudish, even mitakoshihu, it should become osir. The reason why it's not osir bekoshihu is because the Torah says it's got to be derech bishul. And in fact, to answer the mechitin's question, Toises disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says that the chiddush, if you look at the third Toises from the top, chiddushu, pish vekuntus shneim min heter ze levadiv ze levadoi. Here you have kosher milk, here you have kosher meat, kinesarv and nesarv. Why does it become osir? If you look up Mesechtes Pesachim and Mesechtes Nozer, they don't use that svara for Chiddush. What happens if you took wheat seeds? That's totally kosher. And I take grape seeds and I mix the two together. What's a kelayim? Wheat seeds is kosher. I'm going to make plant my wheat, and I'm going to have chalas for Shabbos, and I'm going to have matzahs for Pesach, and I'm going to put in grapes, and I'm going to be able to go grape seeds, I'm going to have wine also for the Seder. So what's the problem? The Torah was machad, so it's not a chiddush that you say two heterim come together. You see by kalayim. Umasik tahayim chiddush. What is the chiddush? Zokter namchitten. The turi lekile yoyim bechalva. If you were to go and soak the two together, the milk and the meat and the meat and the milk, of course it's got to be betzoinim, where it's totally kosher. Or totally cold, one to the other. Shari, avagav shenivla hacholiv bebasa. Even if some of the cholev does get immersed nivla in the basa, afal bishutzayin. Even though it's cold, the fishutzolu la basa shoye besoychoy, because it happens to be liquidy and the basa is in it. It's a min hatoyra. No iser. Only the chibashalei is, of course, mitarabon, and of course it's awesome. Yeah. But min hatoyra, the only din of iser, you have to cook and eat it.
You could take a piece of cold cuts with a piece of American cheese and eat them together. They're both cold.
I don't know about eating, but in terms of if you soaked it, and one doesn't go and
get time going in like
when one doesn't go in with the other, right? If you're just eating to the other, I don't want to pass on the look like that. But the point Toys is saying is that in Mesechtes Nozer, Mesechtes Pesachim, they say that the Chiddush here is only Derech Bishul Asr Torah, and not when it was in the same container for 24 hours. Gunish, even that we say a Kovishki Mavushal, here you don't say it. Anyway, bottom line is, Zoktach Rova Abaya, you have no Raya, that if it was Mechudish, then it would be. He shouldn't need that Nesina Stam, says Rabbi, it could be, it's still a Chiddush. And the reason why the Nesina Stam is not because I bring it from the Halacha of Zeroy B'Sheila, but by the fact that Torah is Machayiv Bishl. So therefore, says Rabbi Tabaya, you have no Raya after all. So we stop with that, and we start now a new shtickle, and that's a shtickle called Halacha of Chanan. Chanan means Chaticha Nasis Nevela. What does that mean?
Before we move on, I have one big question. In the case of a liquid pouring onto a solid, of course there's no mamashos because it's a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said before, it has to give time. It can't be the end anymore because it's a liquid. So the Mishnah's talking about tipas chav. It's talking about a liquid. It's not talking about a solid.
What you're saying is beautiful, Brother Barry. That's what Abai is telling us. The tam of lema moshoy is osa diaraisa. That's the chiddush of Abaye. It's not the chiddush of basa b'cholav, because if it be chiddush basa b'cholav, you couldn't learn from it. But that's the din that we learn from basa b'cholav, that even though you have nothing be'en, you only have the tam of the liquid, the milk that gets mixed into the salad, into the basar. No liquid left, no sign of it anywhere. Nevertheless, the Torah acid. It's a simon that the Torah acid, not only the mamashes, but also the tam. So Shkoyach Barry really gave tam into understanding Abaye's halacha. And now we continue on. Omarav. Kivin shenosin tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nevela v'oiseris kol ha-chaticha is kulon mepnei shehein mina. Rav says, you start off with, like we started in our Mishnah. How do we start off our Mishnah? Yeah, the tipas cholav fell on top of that tap chaticha. That tap chaticha was on its own because Toysa said at the top, it was sticking out of the right of all on the top. So you went and had a drop of cholav coming into it. It was more than a 60th. A kvela armo would have tasted it. It would say, this meat has a delicious, milky taste to it. Ugh. So anyway, so therefore, that shtickle flesh becomes awesome. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Bois chaticha is awesome. Now what happens if I take that chaticha and I go and mix it with the rest of the pot? And in that pot, underneath that top chaticha, there were another 5, 10, 20 chatichas. Guess what? That first chaticha at the top has now become a shtik nevela. It's not really nevela, it's basa b'cholav, but it's an expression. It means now it's a shtik basa b'cholav. And now oiser is kol chatichas kulan. It's not like the seif of the Mishnah, where he quickly went and stirred up the pot before it had a chance to get embedded and nivla into the top piece of meat. We're talking about it was in top piece of meat for the last half hour. and so that top piece of meat has become, like the Mishnah says, totally usher because in the sinas tam of the cholov. Now, after that, if you allow it to remain in the pot, then that piece of meat at the very top is going to usher all the other pieces of meat in the pot. Why? Because this is Rav talking alibed Reb Yehuda. Matzah minis minoy, min b'minoy is usher, even if it's not nois in tam. Just the fact that this terrible iser of not chazer, of nevela, nishka nevela, of basa b'chol of meat being together with all the other pieces of meat, it's going to answer all the other pieces of meat in neshein mina. And Rashi says, even if it turns out that you have 60 other pieces of meat, which are much more than the drop of cholov that fell into the first piece. Don't say 60. You have 50 pieces of meat. And those 50 are much, much more than that drop of cholov that fell into that original piece of meat. But since that original piece of meat now became ashtik nevela, now we're no longer measuring by the milk that fell into the piece of meat. Now we are measuring by that piece of meat itself. And since that piece of meat itself is now more than 1/60th of the remaining meat, because we said, let's say if there are 50 pieces of meat, so much, much less than your 60, it goes in. Oh, we're going to talk about the soup in a moment. That's going to be the next shtickle. So that piece of meat is going to answer all the other pieces of meat, because matzah minas minay, and all of them are going to be awesome. Even though all the other meats together are for the overwhelm that drop of milk that fell into the first piece of meat. But I'm sorry, that first piece of meat became a shtickisser. Ashtik chazer, ashtik nevela, ashtik bosa b'chol. Omli mazut b'rei rameri v'ravina. Mechdi rav kiman di omle shemaitei. How is he paskining like Rabbi Yehuda? The omre min b'minoi loy bottle. He holds min b'minoi, doesn't become bottle, and that's why all the other pieces of meat now all become osir, even though there's so many more pieces of meat than that first one. Lema pligia de rava. Are you going to tell me that Rava and Rav are in disagreement? Of course, both of them are amiroim, but Rav is one of the first amiroim. The Gemara says sometimes Rav Tana Upalik, like we said yesterday, but Cheskia Tana Upalik. So it's highly unlikely that Rava was from the latest of all of the amiroim, that he would argue with Rav. But l'chayr Rav argues the amiroim. Because sov Reb Yehuda, Rav is talking alibed Reb Yehuda holds min the minay loy bottle, kol shu min. What does he mean? Rava says, we're not just talking about one drop of milk falls into one piece of meat, and then the pot only has 25 or 50 other pieces of meat in the pot. Obviously, beside that, you have all of the roitev. Roitev is the sauce or the soup. And you also have the kippah, which are all the vegetables. Maybe you put in a couple of tzibalach, some onions in there, maybe some carrots in there, maybe some other vegetables and other spices and seasonings and all the rest. So the question is, says Rava, every time you have a shaila of a min, Rava is not talking about a case of basar b'cholav, he's talking about lamushal chicken. So you have a big, big chicken soup, big chicken pot, and in it you have 20, 30, whatever quarters of chicken in there, all delicious sapulka together with the triangle next to it, how do they call it, mishulash, together with the pulka. Shkoyach, it's my son who always helps me out, always liamini. Anyway, so what happens if you have such 20, 30 pieces of delicious kusha chicken, and one piece of Purdue chicken falls in? Ay, 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 ay. That Purdue chicken is certified by all rabbinical authorities as treif, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, treif. In other words, it's non-kosher. So, Ibazoi, I have minuminoi. Minuminoi should ask. But inside the pot, you don't only have chicken. You also have in the pot, you also have your carrots and your soup and your celery and your onions and maybe even knedlach and maybe even some noodles. So the question is, what do I do now? Do I look the Purdue chicken against the other pieces of chicken? I say, oh, min b'minoi le bottle, and everything becomes osir. Or do I say, no, look at the rest of the pot, and you have a huge amount of soup there and other materials and other foods, and they are much larger than that one piece of Purdue chicken that fell in. And so therefore it overwhelms it, and it should be kosher. What do you do in such a situation? Oh, so look to Chrova, when you have min, umine v'dover acher, min is the Purdue chicken of Isser, Minoy means the kosher pieces of chicken, together with Dover Acha, the soup, and all the other stuff. How do you deal with that issue? Salek es mina kishmisha einay. Look upon the kosher pieces of meat as if they don't exist, and look at the rest of the mixture in the pot. V'she'ena mina rova lovu mavatloi. And the rest of the roitiv and everything else inside the pot, if that is more than 60 times that bad Purdue chicken, then everything will become bottled because we will ignore the minay and rather just go on the einay minay. So that's the case, says Imar, that Lechoira argues with Rav, because Rav, isn't Rav talking about such a case? Nobody cooks meat in a vacuum. You always have with it roitiv and seasonings and other spices and whatever that you have in the pot. Rav said a moment ago that since you gave tam into the original chaticha, all now that Hanan asks all the other chatichos, why neshu ein mina? One second, look about the roitiv, look what else is going on in the pot. Don't just go and jump to conclusions. And both of them are talking alibid the Rabbi Yehuda about min de minoi. Are you saying me that there's a machloikis between Rav and Rava? Says you more, no, you don't have to say there's a machloikis. Omalei, e denofel beroitiv raka hochanami. If you're talking about your normal soup, like a chicken soup, which is nice and thin, so to speak, you're right. Rava is correct, and Rava agrees to Rava. We look upon the other minoi, in other words, the kosher slices of meat, as kamisha einoi, as if they're no longer there. The only thing we look at is the soup and any other ingredients like the onions and the carrots and celery or whatever. You're 100% right. Rav would agree with that. The reason why Rav says, no, that this bad chanan, this bad piece of meat, spoils and contaminates all the other pieces of meat. It's talking about Chachmai Skinah Danofa Beroitiv of, it was a very, very thick type of soup. Not your normal soup, but very, very thick. So what difference does that make? So you look at Rashi, 6-7 lines from the bottom, middle of the line, bit roitiv over, all the way in the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom, roitiv over, dak shel basar. This wasn't just soup, this is like a thick gravy in which you're cooking the meat. V'shuman, the kule, dak shel basar v'shuman, the kule min basar hu. Even the soup itself was a min basar. You had min basar of solid pieces of meat, solid chatichais, and then you had liquid chatichais in the form of that gravy of that thick soup. Here, even Rava would agree we do not go and say, Salekis minoi, and look at she'enoi minoi, and it'll be mevatel. Because there is no she'enoi minoi. Everything is minoi, not only the chatichas of meat, but even the roitim inside because of its thickness, a real, real thick gravy, instead of talking about a soup. So, Dr. Okay, so I understand Rav now, and I understand Rava. Let's go back to Rav. We have a machloikis in Shas called Efshel Soichtoi Mutter or Efshel Soichtoi Oser. The Efshel Soichtoi is more or less like the mirror image of the Hanan, which means once that first piece of meat that was heter becomes Oser because it was Beilea Iser. In our case, for instance, the Cholav that went into the Basar, where we said, according to Rav, Oi, it's Vet Ashtik Nevela, and that Nevela can now Aser all the other Chatichois. The question is, can just like the bit of milk went into the meat, can you squeeze that milk out of the meat? Now, we don't mean to go and take it literally in hand and squeeze it. We just mean to say, like the Gemara says in other places, kiboiloi kach poltoi, just like the milk went into that piece of meat, and it went into this pot, and now you're saying, according to Rav, it asers everything. Maybe that drop of milk will come out of the meat, and it'll become chos v'neyar, it'll going to become kosher again. That's the svar of Efshel Soichtoi. Frank Dimorietz, what does Rav hold? If he holds that just like the flavor went into the meat to Aser, so the flavor can also go out of the meat and it'll become mutter again. When would that be? That would be if you take now that offensive piece of meat and you put it into another pot, and then just like the original milk went into that piece of meat, it'll also go out of the meat. If in fact that's what he would hold, chaticha may nasas nevela. The lotion of chanan, chaticha nasas nevela, means this is aser and stays aser. Because according to what you're saying, it's only temporarily. You don't have a temporary nevela. Once it becomes nevela, it's a nevela. You can't go and shech the nevela and now kasher it. It remains a nevela. So therefore, it's unlikely that Rav would hold the neshima achas, that there's a din of chanan, chatich nas and nevela, and all efshel soichli is mutter. El kasav efshel soichli is osir. Even though, you're right, I can put it into another pot, and then l'choira, the flavor should leave the first piece of meat and become bottled in that new pot with other stuff, and he holds tak efshel soichli is osir. Azei, the itmar, I have, in fact, a machloikis amayroim about this. The intmar Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yoichanan, the Amri, Efshel L'soich Taka Oser, Rav L'shit Osoi, Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Bar Rebbe, Veresh Lakish, the Amri, Efshel L'soich is Mutter. Okay, so far, Rav is on good ground, because he Taka holds Chanan, because he holds Efshel L'soich is Oser. Once the original piece of meat got that flavor in it, sorry. Because he says that the Lashon Yom says Efshel L'soich means to say that even though physically one could squeeze it out by putting it into another pot, but since it's already become a shtik chanan, it's like it becomes a shtik chazer. You can take the chazer and put it into another pot, and from that pot into another pot, and from that another pot, it's already chazer. You can't change the complexion of it. So that's what the svar of Efshel L'soich also. Even though it's Efshel L'soich, it remains also forever. Forgetting about the metzias, that's the loch of chanan. It becomes a shtik yisr. So Frank Demari, v'sover Rav, Efshel L'soich is also. Does Rav really hold that way? V'itmar, k'zayis basar shenof v'letoich yoyder shel cholof. Here's, we have a mirror image case. Not that we started off with a fleshig pot of chulent or soup and a drop of milk fell in, right? That was the tipa scholar shenofla ala chaticha. It's the other way around. Here we're going and cooking milk. We're making milk nice and warm, nice and hot for those that like to drink warm milk. Okay, but in Mekzai's basa shenofla toich yoyri shulchol. Yoyri is a very large pot. Mekzai's basa fell in. What's the din? Omer Rav, basa is osur, because the basa is going to be boileya from the milk. It's now also basa b'cholav. The cholav is going to remain mutter. That's going to be okay. Frank Dimara, why is it okay? V'solkadaitach efshel l'soichti osur. If you're telling me efshel l'soichti, it remains osur forever. Noi bazoi. Cholav, I my mutter. Cholav nevelahu. Now we have a new chanan. Not chaticha nasas nevela. I should say cholav nasas nevela. How would the cholav be nasas nevela? Says Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Cholav my mutter. Hari cholav na'at. Shenivla bebasar, we started off with that the basar fell into the milk. That basar now is boileya, some of that milk in it. Nasas nevela, it's not only that the chaticha nasas nevela, but the cholav inside the basar is nas nevela. Shahri nesar, that whole became now osar, the whole shtickle. Okay, shechozav niflet bishar hacholav, what happens now? Leave the meat inside that big pot. That piece of meat has now become a shtick. Chanan, chaticha nas and nevela. And what does it consist of? The cholav inside. The cholav inside, just like it was nivla into the meat, presumably it'll be polate into the rest of the milk. Nu havel min minoy. Cholav asir b'cholav hater. V'rav islay min b'minolay batel. Just like Rabbi Yehuda. So just like you said, the svara of that one chaticha is going to asir and contaminate the other chaticha is. Why? Because the milk fell into the first chaticha, and now became a shtik basar b'cholav. And now, therefore, it asks all the others as if it was nevela or chazer. So why don't you say the same thing like I have this big yoyre shel cholav, that the milk inside the meat, since we hold that it stays within the meat, then why don't you go and say, so I have a shtik of both solid and liquid basar b'cholav, the solid being the meat, and the liquid being the milk inside that meat, why don't you say that it unites with
the boss of stomach? Why is
cholav? Because it's not enough. It's not nice and tough. It's not enough. It was bottle of shish.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about that it was less than shish. It was a hundredth, a thousandth. Mamish agunish. So it didn't go and ask for the milk, out to the meat. But now the whole milk should become also because of the milk inside the meat. Now it's min v'minai. Say chanan on the cholav. And the Gemara gives now a teretz which is here raising, and don't get too upset about it, because the Gemara will be doichit in another minute. And therefore, in fact, the entire yoyre shel cholav should become awesome. The milk, why do we say the rest of the milk is mutter? Shani hosam, the yamakroth, lisavashel gediba chalev imoy, gediyas retoira v'loy cholav. The iser basa b'chol is only if you eat meat that has been contaminated with milk, but not milk that's been contaminated with meat. Can you imagine? You have a piece of meat. Let's talk about a big piece of meat and a small pot of milk. And now it's all basar b'cholav. If you eat from the meat, oh boy, you're going to go and get pech unashir. However, if you drink the milk, according to the Gemara, it's Hava Mina, no Isser, because the Isser was Lisvashu Gedi, and the Lisvashu is not only Bishul, V'loi Soichal Gedi, V'loi Sehena, from the Gedi, not from the Cholav. There's no Isser on the Cholav, the Isser is on the meat. That's why you don't say Hanan, that the Cholav contaminates the other Cholav, because the Cholav doesn't become Aser. It's the meat that becomes Aser. And the Gemara says, that cannot be, come on, give me a break. The Sover Rav Gedi Aser Torah, V'loi Cholav. Avada the cholav is just as osur as the meat. Vo'itmar, mumdach gilent, Rav himself. Chatzi zayis basar, v'chatzi zayis cholav, shebishlam ze im ze. I didn't start off with an isser of a ganze kezayis. I started off with a halbe kezayis of basar, a halbe kezayis of cholav. I mixed the two and cooked the two together as one. Omerav, loike al achilosoi, ve'ina loike al bishulai. Now why we're not loike al bishulai, we'll see momentarily. But what I do see is that if you ate a halbe kezayis of basar and a halbe kezayis of cholav, normally when we talk about liquids, you usually talk about a revias. However, since the din of basar b'cholav involves both a solid and a liquid, so the Gemara is koiveya that it's a din of a solid, and therefore you go basar kezayis. How do you measure kezayis of liquid? So Rashi says the displacement. How do you have a displacement? If you go and take a container, fill it up to the top, and now fill it up to the top with liquid, you take a zayis and you drop it in, and then automatically some of the liquid goes over the edges of that container, because you filled it up to the top, so now some spills out. Collect together that amount that spills out, and that'll be a sheer kezayis, because that's the displacement of the kezayis inside the liquid. Okay, very good. So I ate a half a kezayis of basan, half a kezayis of cholov, zog drav, you get pech, loike. Why? A second ago you said, Gedi Osir Toyev Le Cholav, Achila Amai Loike. He only had a Chutzishir. Avad it's Osir, to eat a Chutzishir is Osir. Man, I told you to meet Rabbanan, Avad it's Osir. But you don't get patch for it. Etach Avad El Oilem Kasov, Rav Cholav Nami Osir. Don't make a mistake. Avad the Din Abbas of a Cholav is not only on the meat, but it's also on the milk. And that's why he took a half and a half.
Why isn't that Chatzi Shir? Because they mitzarev the meat and the milk.
Exactly. You're eating them babasachas at one time. Okay. So you have mitzarev, two chutzi zeisim, you have a full kezayis. So let's get back to our original kasha. Rav said that if the basar falls into the milk, the big yoyrish milk, and the milk falls into that, now is absorbed into that first kezayis of basar, so the Gemara asks, oy bazoy, so why don't you say that the cholav inside the basar is chaticha nasa nevela, and should asar all of the rest of the milk, even though the rest of the milk is a thousand times that amount of cholav that's inside the meat, but it's min b'mina le batel, because we're talking alimid Rabbi Yehuda. So why doesn't it go and aser the whole thing? So Gemara comes up with a very, very beautiful svara. El oilem kaseh v'rav v'al v'cholav is nami aser. V'achem ha'iskinin k'goshen nofel l'toich yoyre reisachas. This yoyre was cooking and cooking and boiling, and you could see the bubbles, and it's going, and in fact, the chef says, put the flame down, go and turn the dial, make it a little bit lower, otherwise it's all going to spill out. It was coughing. And as a result, the mivla bola, that drop of milk, fell, not the drop of milk, the kzayis of meat that fell in, was taka bileya from the milk, but that milk remained embedded in the meat and did not come out of the meat to passel the rest of the milk. You know why? Because since it was cooking so heavily, it did cause the kezayis of basar to be bileya, that drop of milk, and therefore the basar is aser, but it doesn't allow for the same piece of meat to be polate that tam milk that was in it, because of the intensive cooking up and down, back and forth. So therefore, mivla bala, that piece of meat avad is aser, but it was not polate the cholav back into the rest of the cholav. Says him, okay, but it's not going to go and cook forever. Eventually, you're going to turn the flame off, and then you're going to wait till it cools off, and you're going to serve it. Soif, soif, kinayich, hoder, polit. At that time, won't it be polit? So you tell him, we should call him a silkai. He knows the halach. He learned the daf. So what did he do as soon as he realized, ay, 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 this piece of meat got contaminated, tamilchi, ta, ta, ba, 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 ba. He immediately took a knife, or he took a spoon or a fork, he went and took out the isser, in other words, that kezayis abasar, threw it out, so there's no more cholav left of Isser in this pot. You only have all the rest of the cholav of Heter, and that's why it remains mutter. If you would leave it, it would cool off. Just like it was by Leah, it would be poilet, and the rest would be Isser, according to Rav, because of Chaticha or cholav nas in the veil. Now, since we started focusing on this chutzisayis, remember we made a distinction between achila and bishul. Gufa, chutzisayis musa, chutzisayis chulav shebishul and zeh imzeh. I took a half of a kezayis of basar, half a kezayis of cholov. I put in the same pot and I cooked it. Omer Rav, if you eat from it, loy kal achi losay, ben loy kal bishulay. Frank Timur, Mimon of Shach, I don't understand the difference. Imet starfin, abishul nami lilki. After all, you cook the two together, get malkis, oisavashul gedi. Ilo imet starfin, if you say, no, this is a half and this is a half, it's not mitzarf. Achila nami lilki shouldn't be chayiv on the achila either. And Vidimar, lo oilum lo imet starfi. A half and a half taka are not mitzarif to create an iser. So Rashi explains, because for Isser Basar B'cholav is similar to an Isser Chazer or an Isser Nevela, that you have to start off with a Kezayis of Isser. Here you didn't start off with a Kezayis of Isser. You had a half a Kezayis of milk, you had a half a Kezayis of meat, and therefore you never had a Kezayis together of Isser to go and Asser anything. The half a Kezayis of milk is Assering the meat. But guess what? It's only half a kezayis, it's only a chutz ishir. The half a kezayis of meat is assering the milk, but it's only a chutz ishir. So therefore, legabe the bishul, it doesn't asser. So how come it assers when you're talking about the achila? Says the Gemara, it's talking about b'bomi yoyre gedoyle. Explains Rashi. Even though Rav didn't say this very clearly in the statement of the chutz ishir, but it's talking about that originally you had a huge pot of 100 kezayisim, and mixed in together you had basar and cholov. And you had another pot, also 100 kezayisim, mixed together basar and cholov. And you took out from pot number one, a chutzisayis of basar that has in it all of those milchige bliyos. You took out from the second pot a nice large cup of a chutzisayis of milk that had the bliyos of the meat in it. And now you combine the two in the same bowl. Instead of eating cereal and milk, you have now this chutzisayis busar eating together with the chutzisayis chulav in the same cereal bowl. Oh, therefore, the reason why you're over is because each one comes from a full kezayis of real iser basar b'cholav. You just took it out of the two pots and you put it together in the same plate and you're eating it together. But since both of them happen to be real iser, it's like taking a half a kezayis of chazer and another half a kezayis of chazer, and you put them together and you eat them together. What are you going to be over? However, in the second case, we're not talking about that you cooked it in. We cooked together a half a kezayis and a half a kezayis. Neither of them was a full kezayis of iser. Each one of them was a half a kezayis of heter. So the half a kezayis of heter of the meat cannot aser the milk. The half a kezayis of milk cannot aser the meat. And therefore, you're not over on the iser of bishul. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara Leitrat. V'Levi Amar Afloy Kal Bishulay. Levi says no. You get malchus on the bishul together. The chayr of the sfora of Levi is similar to we say get to the yodli boim ke'echad. How can you go and give a get? A man gives a get to his wife. After all, Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala. But we say, at the same moment that you go and giving the get, she gets back her hand. So here too, you start off with a half a kezayis of milk and half a kezayis of basar. I don't have a kezayis. So how am I over on bishul? But once I put them together in the pot, then the iser bishul and the kezayis come together. In other words, as they are cooking now together in the same pot. So now the two halves merge, become one kezayis. Now I have a kezayis of iser, which, so I didn't start off with a kezayis of iser, but I'm ending off with a kezayis of iser, and that's why the whole thing becomes usher according to Levi. V'chein tani Levi v'masnisa. That's how Levi also learned in a brisa. Says in the side v'masnisa. K'shem shaloike al chilasi. Kach loike al bishule. U'be'ez bishul omru. How intense can the bishul be? It doesn't mean just a superficial type of bishul. You're over on the isra bishul and the chilur, all the rest. Omru be'bishul sha'achayrim oichlen oisei machmas bishulei. Only the type of bishul that people would be tempted to eat because it has now been well cooked. Who's going to be tempted to go and eat chas v'sholem from basar v'cholav? Siddach chazer, siddach basar v'cholav. Says Rashi, achira means oiv dekechavim. We're talking about goyim. That if you're telling a goy, I have a geshmak, a piece of meat for you that was cooked in milk, and it really is delicious. I have a kfeil armor that said that's the best basar v'cholav he's eaten in a long time. Oh, so that's the type of bishul. Oh, I go to a restaurant, I want it well done. Not like today, you get a medium rare that you have all the blood still. It's not blood, but all the red stuff all oozing out. He wants it cooked well. That's the type of bishul that we're talking about. So with this, we have concluded this shtickel of the Rav and the kashas that we asked. And now the Gemara says that that halacha that we spoke about on the Amud Aleph, Gabi Efshel Lesoichte Mutter or Aser. Remember, we had a big machlokes of the Amiroim, Rav Rechanin and Rav Yoichanan, Efshel Lesoichte Aser, Shmuel Rav Shim Bar Rebbe, and Rav Shlokesh said that it's Mutter. It's a machlokes Tanoim. It's Tanoim. Efshel Lesoichte Aser Tanoim. Where do we find the machlokes? The Sanya, a Braisa. And you'll see the Tanakama Rav Yehuda is word for word like Rav said on the Amud Aleph. And in fact, the Mefarshim asked, why did Rav say it on his own? He should have said, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda from this Braisa. Mushtay in the Braisa, word for word. Tipas cholov shenofel al chaticha. Drop of milk fell onto one chaticha. Kiv shenosu tam b'chaticha, if it's large enough tipa, that it gave a tam b'chaticha. In other words, that chaticha was not 60 times as much. And therefore, you feel the cholov in that chaticha. Ha chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Chanan, the chaticha itself becomes ashtik nevela. And now, by Sarah's Kalachatich is Kulan, it's gonna answer all the other Khatichis, Kulam Ibneishahain Mina Div Reb Yehuda. Why don't we say, like we said in the Amud Aleph, why don't we mitstarif all to all the Reutiv and all the rest? And Salik is Mina ki Kamisha Ainoi. Remember that the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, because it's talking about a Reutiv Ova, not a Reutiv Raka, and so therefore the everything was Ashtik flesh. So all of it becomes Asr, Neishahain Mina Div Reb Yehuda. So this is the same as Rav said in the Amud Aleph, that chaticha, he even uses the word, chaticha, nas, and the Beilu, Yisrael is called chatichais, and you cannot extract that Isser subsequently, it remains there. So that's what we call, efshel l'soichtoi, is awesome. But chachamim oimrim, no, achatit and tam, beroitu, bekipa, bechatichais, have to give tam in all of them together. And what happens? But it gave tam into that first piece of meat. Yeah, but just like it went into the first piece of meat, it also can leave the first piece of meat, because efshel l'soichtoi is mutter. And that's why you add all the ingredients together, and you say that the thing is mutter after all. So now, ulechoyre, we see already from the Tanakam and the Chachamim, this machloikis about efshel l'soichtoi mutter, efshel l'soichtoi aser. But now the Gemara adds more tam, more flavor in explaining that that's the machloikis tanoi. Omer Rebbe. Nir and Dibre Yehuda b'shalay nir u'b'shalay kisa, v'dibre chachamim b'shanir v'kisa. Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim have a machloikis. Says Rabbi, I'm the yovi hakosav ashlishi v'achriya b'neyem. I like Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda says, that chaticha nas is nevela and it asers everything else. V'shalay nir v'shalay kisa, in a case where he did not mix it all together, and he didn't put the cover on top, because if he put the cover on top, that also causes the thing to cook, because when the cover is not on top of a pot, then the steam goes out and it doesn't get that hot. But if you put the cover on, oh, it's kochza, yeah. Anyway, so says Rebbe, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda that this chaticha asks all the other chatichas if he didn't stir it and if he didn't cover it. We're going to talk about this more in a moment. I prefer the chachamim, that you add together all the ingredients, the right to the keeper, the chatichas, the shanir, the kisa, when in fact he did stir it up, because then that drop of iser is now going to get mixed into the whole pot. So now, let's understand Rabbi. My loy nir v'loy kisa. When Rabbi said, I like Rabbi Yehuda, b'shaloy nir v'shaloy kisa, what does that mean? Ilema loy nir klal v'loy kisa klal. He left the pot exactly like it was from the first minute to the last minute. So what happens over here? You have that drop of milk fell onto the first piece of meat. Remember, the Tosis says, and that first piece of meat was sticking out on the top of the pot, and it became Ashtik Isser. And if you're going to say, Lainir Klal, he did not mix it subsequently. He left it exactly the way it was. So how does he say, we learn, like, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole pot becomes Aser, because the Chanan gives Tam into all the other Chatichas from Neshehen Mina. What are you talking about? Ilem Lainir Klal, Li Kisa Klal, Nivla Bola, that top of meat, top piece of meat, taka was boileya, the milk. But miflei palet, he never gave it a chance to be poilet the iser into any of the other pieces, because he didn't mix it. So it's still standing there a year later, still on top, it never got mixed. So what are you telling me, according to Yehuda, that the iser now spreads to all the other chatichas? It didn't spread because I didn't mix it, I just left it there. Elamai, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Not Rabbi. What did Rabbi mean when he said near and Rabbi Yehuda b'shlay near b'shlay kisa? He means that l'loy near betchila ela b'soif. Like kisa betchila ela b'soif. I agree to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that if initially he let that top piece of meat get absorb all of that milk because he left it there a half an hour on top without mixing anything. So now this piece of meat is everybody's maskim is ashtik basa b'chalav ashtik nevela, and only at the end then did he mix it. Oh, now it's as if I took a piece of chazer and I'm mixing it into this large pot because that first piece of meat became chanan ashtik nevela ashtik basa b'chalav ashtik chazer. So then it says Rebbe, I agree to Yehuda since he didn't do a near at the beginning, he only did it at the end. Now all of those isurim, that basa b'chalav in the first piece of meat, spreads, contaminates, and asses all the rest. So lanyir betchila b'seif, lekiz betchila b'seif. So zokti yimara, amai, but why do you say that? Habala v'habalat. Why don't you go and say that just like the milk went into that top of piece of meat, and it became all contaminated, basa b'chalav, and all the rest. But subsequently, he was menayirid. Why don't we say that? Easy come, easy go. That just like the milk went into the meat, maybe the milk also left the meat and went into the rest of the roitim and everything else. Because of Efshel Soifti Osir, that's Rav Lishitosoi, and that's the Rai that we're bringing, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlek sanoim. Zoktach Rebbe, because Efshel Soifti Osir. Since Efshel Soifti Osir, even though physically you should be able to wring out that drop, it remains chanan, and therefore it's Osir, and that's why it asses all the other shtiklach. Now that's Rebbe saying, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda Savar, since Rabbi Yehuda is one step removed from Rebbe, because Rebbe says, I make a compromise, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of initially loy near v'kisa and only near v'kisa libesoif. Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ki near mitchila v'atsoif, v'kisa mitchila atsoif, is also aser. That even if as soon as the drop fell into that first piece of meat, a minute later, oy, 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 look what happened. Milk fell into meat. Schnell, he goes and stirs the whole thing up. Are you telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would aser everything? Am I? Holoi bola klal. Since he made a nir at the very outset, it didn't even have a chance to become nivla and become a chaticha nasas nevela. Which is the emesin, the second halacha of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that tipas chola fell into the chaticha. Remember, in the safe of the Mishnah on Kif Chesam and Aleph, Nir is a Kedera, and Yeshba Noisin Tam Oisa Kedera is Asa. Since he did a Nir of the whole Kedera, I no longer look upon that first piece of meat, I look at the entire Kedera. So doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree to that halacha of the Mishnah? I mean, he could argue because Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. But L'choira, that Tesvara of the Tana makes a lot of sense. Since he did a Nir Mitchila Vatsoif, how would you say, am I? Why would you say that first piece of meat becomes a chaticha, nas, and the vela, it comes aser? Holoi balakla, you didn't even give it a chance to be by Leah. As soon as the drop fell in, you started stirring and stirring. So l'choyd, it shouldn't become aser at all. Says the Gemara, mitat ikra din avadi, you're right. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda should hold. However, he has a gzeira. Eim alay nir yofa yofa, v'alay kisa yofa yofa. Even though he mixed it up, maybe he didn't do a good job in mixing. After all, you can mix and mix, and maybe you missed some of the stuff on the bottom, in the middle, in the top, whatever. He didn't do a good near, he didn't do a good kisui. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, even if he was menayir betchila. Says Rabbi, I don't go so far. I assume that a person, when he did a near, he did a good job in stirring and stirring and stirring. And therefore, if he was menayir betchila, it would not aser any of the other chatichois. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with me, says Rabbi Avada, that's what I hold. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you started doing a near at the very beginning, Chamoyda, they didn't do a good near, and therefore the first piece of meat at the top does get all of that milk in it. It becomes a chanan ashtik nevela, and now it's going to aser all the other chatichas. Bottom line is, our Gemara is saying, I have a raya from this, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, efshir l'soichtoi osim. Now the Gemara is going to do the same analysis quickly, vis-a-vis the Rabbanan, that they hold Efshel Soichte is Mutter. Remember, what did the Chum say in this Brisa? In other words, they don't hold the din of Chanan, and they hold the din of Efshel Soichte Mutter. Now what did Rabbi say? Niren Eli Divrei Chachamim, when Bishanir V'Kisa, when he did go and cover it, and he did mix it. Oh my man, the divrei chachamim is near v'kisa. My near, my kisa. What does that mean, near v'kisa? Elaim and near b'soif. Initially, he did not mix it. He only did a mixing at the end. That's the case that Rebbe says, I like the Chachamim. Rabbi Isai, that's the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'amris niven de Rabbi Yehuda b'ha. Isn't that what we concluded on the Amid Beis? That when he said, Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda b'shalai nir b'shalai kisa, what does that mean? He didn't do a nir and a kisa at the outset. Lai nir b'tchila ela b'saif. So that's the case over here too. So he's saying, first Rabbi Yehuda says, sorry, first Rabbi says, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda in a case of lai nir ela b'saif. And now we're saying, and I also agree to the Chachamim, im loy nir ele b'soif. That you can't agree to both of them, that doesn't make sense. That's the very case that Rebbe says, I agree to Rebbe Yehuda. Ella, rather when he says, I agree with the Chachamim, the nir b'kisa, means nir b'tchila b'ad soif. The kisa b'tchila b'ad soif. Oh, since there was a nir already from the first moment, then I agree with the Chachamim. Look upon the entire pot, not just one chaticha with the other chaticha, but look at nitn tam beroyte bekipu bechatichos. So tomorrow, bechlal the rabbanon savri, the rabbanon that disagree with Rebbe, because Rebbe says they only agree partially to rabbanon. Are you going to say couldn't rabbanon savri near besoif le near betchila kisa besoif le kisa betchila is mutter? Is that what you're telling me? That initially it had a chance to be boileya nivla into that first piece of meat. And only later on did he go and stir it up. Say the chum, even then I hold that you look at all the contents of the pot, not just that chaticha, but also the roitiv and the kippah and the chatichas all together. Al-Makasabri efshel esoich de mutas. I see very clearly that the chum disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Efshel Soichtei is Osir. The Chum holds Efshel Soichtei Mutter. And with this, Gemara says, I've concluded my Raya Kitanoi, that the Machloikis that we said on the Amud Aleph among the Amayroim is in fact the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in this Braisa, whether Efshel Soichtei is Mutter or Osir. And Amyachim, tomorrow we're going to start off. Who said that that's the Machloikis? Maybe the Machloikis is whether the whole Min B'minoi is Osir or not. That mission will be the continuation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zagia Bench and Zagia Zagia.